AG1.
What's up? I'm here to talk to you about AG1 Athletic Greens again. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I take are high quality, and that's why I've been taking AG1 for, what is it now, 4 years, 3.5 years or something like that? The thing I like about it is it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their fields. So you know it ain't BS, it's AG. They are the real deal. I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't a buzzword. They really push hard. Expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, rigorous testing. They got it all. At each step of the process, AG1 is going above and beyond. Now, what I like about them, first of all, you can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's an NSF certified for sport, which is like a rigorous, independent quality. They've tested for over 950 contaminants, banned substances. The industry standard apparently is only testing for 10. Dude, it's 95 times as rigorous. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. It's just replacing health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, in just one simple scoop. It takes 60 seconds. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills on an empty stomach. Boom. And as I always say, you get a little bit of water in there too. Get that day started. So with the water, and then for me, the prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support is probably the most important ingredient. I eat a pretty varied diet, so I get my nutrition from a lot of places, but I got to eat more fermented foods. But AG1 lets me have this prebiotics and probiotics first thing in the morning. Take care of my digestive enzymes, which if you're a listener of the podcast, you know I need help with. All right. Look, I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. I chug down an AG1 maybe within 10 minutes of getting out of bed. It's the way I start my day every day, even on the road. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number one, .com/MIGHTY. drinkag1.com/mighty.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, Johnny G, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Fuck. Boy. Fuck. Boy. Number one cuck boy. My neighbors just called the police. Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty Studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Artie, give the shitheads a shout-out. Perfect. Also joining, speaking of nearly silent, joining me in the High and Mighty Studios are my friends, writers, directors, hilarious, serious weirdos, Giancarlo Fiorentini and Jonathan Graham, a.k.a. Giancarlo and John. Guys, thanks for coming to High and Mighty Studios.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having us.
This is so exciting to me. We've had a sort of, I'm the offensive lineman who's a senior, and you guys are the two freshmen whose dad has made him play football relationship almost our entire lives. And not our entire lives, but as long as I've known you guys. How would you explain our dynamic? You've directed a shit ton of stuff I've been in.
Yes.
Whether it's all a bunch of old College Humor stuff, but more recent stuff like 36 Questions and... Yeah. Facebook ruins a job interview. Calling that recent is really funny, too.
You're like our most frequent collaborator, and I dare say our muse.
Oh, shit. Brutus Loves You.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, how could I forget about that one? The best one, my favorite one.
Yeah, I think we met you at College Humor, and then I guess the rest is history.
It's almost a decade ago at this point.
And now we...
Four web videos later, and here we are.
And we were hanging out tonight, and I was like, oh, you guys should do an episode of High and Mighty, and you guys are legendarily shy.
Yes.
This is true.
Yeah. So much to the point where...
I'm actually going to go.
This may end up at minute 40, be just me alone in this episode, which would be a dream for me and awful for the listeners. But
Tell me a little bit about your guys. You guys are writer directors in Hollywood. You got to go on some meetings, but you guys are a little shy. You understand that you need to make meetings work. So, what is your? Do you guys have any special tricks you guys do for meetings?
Well, yeah. So apparently,
we drink in parking lots right before the meeting.
When you guys told me that, it was the most on-brand thing I've ever heard. Because you guys are like both cartoonishly similar in that you're very shy but also like to party and are no longer shy upon beginning partying.
That's true. Yeah.
You guys really come out of your shell. I mean, you guys are out of your shell around friends anyway, but like I've never seen anything like when you two get wasted, it's like fucking genuinely thrilling. For me at least. And I feel like, because I'm like Dr. Hyde and Mr. Hyde. Like when I'm not drunk, I'm just like 80%, I'm 18% away from being.
Right, we're all Jekyll.
Yeah, you guys are all Jekyll. But then we get a few beers, so you guys will do, well, get to the meeting location, because you don't want to drive drunk.
Yes, exactly. You don't want to drive, and it's surprisingly not economical.
The car thing is not a factor. Right. It hasn't been.
No, we only do, it's one shot.
We've
it's
done
not
two
like,
or
we
three.
Don't.
It depends.
It's not always, it's just like, you know, you have to like, it's very awkward to go in and like pitch something and like, you have to be like, we madmen it a little bit. We like take like, you know.
Take the edge off.
Which is not a thing, like we're the only ones doing
that. Right, right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the 80s version would have been like, let's rip some fucking lines of coke and go in there and sell this motherfucker. And now you guys are like, let's have some fucking trunk vodka so we can get ourselves ready for the meeting.
It is always like bottom shelf, whatever's like
left. Pop off.
Yeah. I don't know why we do that.
Pure rubbing alcohol. Yeah.
Cristal Palace. We used to drink Crystal Palace vodka in college and call it Cristal Palace.
We're post 30. We don't have to do that to ourselves.
Right, right.
But you should. Every once in a while, you should get drunk on Got Rose.
Yeah.
But so before every meeting, I take two Xanax, fucking two Cialis,
Beta
and a half a gallon of vodka. But here's the exciting part, is we're going to sort of live that experiment right now.
Right.
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 That's why we said yes to this.
Yeah. You guys said, I was like, oh, what do you want to come on the podcast and talk about? And you guys were like, not really sure. Maybe, but I mean, we're not really ready to talk about ourselves, but if we have like a power hour, and I was like, sold, you have no idea.
That was Giancarlo.
That was an offhand joke, and here we are.
Now, here we are about to do a power hour. So for those of you listening for the first time, we've done several power hours on the podcast. Power hour is a shot of beer every minute for 60 minutes. And I want to talk to you guys about your experience with power hours and drinking in general, but I think we should maybe start.
Yeah, we have a 60 to go. We have 60 minutes. Might as well get started.
We have 60 minutes and 60 shots of beer to do. So we'll start off by saying we're drinking the Ponto SIPA from the Session IPA from Pizza Port. It's a fantastic tall
boy. Are they sponsoring this?
No, I don't think, not yet. We'll see.
One of three different brands we're.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a few different beers, but we're hoping that one of these jerks will sponsor us. Fuck you, Pizza Port. Make it happen. So I'm going to start the timer on my interval timer, which I bought when I was doing CrossFit and haven't used except for power hours in 5 years. So here we go. Shot of beer. I guess we start now, right?
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, we count down to four. There we go. Oh, yeah. That's going to be awful for 59 more. That's the thing about Session IPAs. They taste a lot like beer. If we were doing High Life, we would maybe be able to cruise through. Want to do Jack and Coke instead?
Let's make this power hour a little Irish.
I don't think I could do 60 shots of Coke, like no Jack.
Oh, yeah.
I think 60 shots of soda would make me sick as a dog. What is it about beer that you can have 15 of them, but you can't have 15 ginger ales?
I guess
maybe you can.
You can. It's just like with beer, you become numb for how terrible it is for your body, I guess.
I mean, I already feel invincible, like one shot in.
Put that gun down. What? Nothing can hurt me. No, John. Oh, that would be awesome. It would be the second suicide on High and Mighty.
Oh.
The first one is sort of, if you listen to all the episodes together, it is obviously me dying. All right.
Jesus, already?
Second shot. You okay?
I think I'm pouring these a little too high.
Yeah. You can. We're just going to that little line. You don't. And you can count the head a little bit if you want.
Is the line a shot?
I think so.
Are you just eyeballing this?
I'm definitely eyeballing.
Because I feel like we're on pace to drink more than six beers.
Yeah. I think, yeah, you are pouring. Like... I think you can pour way less, okay. I think. Yeah. You're doing like a double shot. But, you know,
I mean, okay with that. It's a Tuesday.
Hey, after all. Right? It's a Tuesday. You want to get weeknight drunk? Yeah. Is what, I think I said a weeknight power hour.
I like drinking as much as the next functioning alcoholic, but like you're probably the only person I would do a power hour with on like a Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like in my 30s.
Well, to be clear, we haven't done this in like a decade.
I haven't done this in a
while. Oh, yeah. When was your guys' last power hour?
I think Bush was in office. This was like 06 maybe?
Bush 2. Oh, okay, that's good.
Then. You only do power hours with Republicans in office.
Yeah, you took the Clinton and Obama years off because you were able to focus and get like all your art done.
Right. Oh, that's another one.
That's the thing.
I was going to say, it's a good thing about doing a power hour podcast. Not only do you get increasingly belligerent, but you get interrupted 60 times throughout.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about like, okay, well, let's scrap that whole thing I was trying to get out anyway. It was so uninteresting. John, you can definitely, you don't have to pour.
Is that too much?
I watched you even it out by putting
even
a little
bit.
Yeah, I've noticed.
You guys got the same.
Yeah, I have a little less, I think, actually. You haven't done a power hour in like 10 years.
It really has been like 10 years.
Yeah. You did it after Cheney shot that guy in the face, the first one, last one you did.
Kind of a celebratory power hour.
Power hour is a college thing, obviously. Yeah. Did you guys
They used to be set to mixes, do you remember?
Yes. I was about to ask you that, but I know you guys are a little bit younger. I remember making a mixtape for it, and then the first year you got to make a mix CD. It was like, you did?
Yeah. I had like Premiere Pro opened up. It was a really professional operation.
And just cutting songs to like 1 minute long, right? Yeah. Picking the 60, because you get to put 60 1 minute sections of a song on and it's so fucking cool.
This is pre-social media. This is pre-YouTube. So, like, the stakes are pretty high when you're making a power hour mix.
Yes, it really is. Mixtapes were like the original Instagram post. Like, you're like, I need people to fully understand how cool I am by looking at or by listening to this.
I feel awful already.
I am not doing well.
How do we do IPAs?
Well, this session IPA, right. So they're lower. You know, I grabbed the 12 of PBR and I was like, I don't want this shit in my house. And I like PBR, but I was like, oh, if I'm going to buy beer and we have some left over, we have some Kolsch in there too, which is also a light beer. We can get to that next. Was your last power hour in college, you said?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, but you guys went to film school, right? Or no?
So,
oh, right, because it was 1 year. You went to Marist for 1 year.
All right.
Holy shit.
So... Yeah, we went to different schools freshman year and then both transferred into NYU together.
We can't have this.
Some serious codependency issues.
You went from long distance to...
Yeah.
We should just move... Yeah, let's do this.
Then we were roommates for the next 12 years.
Until you got married, really. Yeah. And told me I couldn't be a roommate.
Well, until Kelly. It's like, guys...
Not so subtly.
I'm ready to marry a guy. Just one. For now.
She was a good sport about it for like the better part of a decade.
Yeah. You guys did live together in the city, right? In New York when I was there.
Yeah.
I forgot about all those specifics. I forgot because you guys went to high school together too, right?
Yeah, we grew up together.
Yeah.
I've known you since I was six.
So you guys have known each other since you were six. 1 year you went away to separate colleges and then moved in together right after that.
Right.
You grew up like down the street from each other, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
It's a bit much.
No, that's fucking great. That's that Jersey shit right there. Loyalty. Right? Is it New Jersey you guys are from?
It's Jersey.
Yeah. Oceanport.
I like I set up that you guys are my friends, and then I'm like, where do you guys know each other? How do you say your last name, Giancarlo? I was like, oh, Giancarlo, I've been saying your last name wrong for a decade.
There's a lot of syllables to handle there.
But you also, you're one of those dudes, you don't have to say your last name.
I mean, there's like, unless like me and Giancarlo Esposito are in the same room, I guess.
Unless I'm at like a pork store in Monmouth, I don't have to say what your last name is. No one goes, which Giancarlo are you referring to?
No, my name is too Italian even for Central New Jersey.
Right.
It's off the charts.
Yeah. It's like.
Even in Italy, I've been to Italy a lot and never encountered another Giancarlo. It's rare for there.
In Naples, they're like, get this eye tie out of here. Holy shit.
These minutes are coming really fast.
That's the thing about a power hour is that everyone's like, oh, it's only 5 beers in an hour. That doesn't sound bad. Because if you do 1 ounce pours, 12 ounces is 1 beer. So it's 5 beers. Doesn't sound too bad.
But we should also mention that we're just eyeballing this. There's no shot glasses.
There's involved. No shot glasses.
This is so subjective. Like, I could have seven beers when all is said and done.
We're going to know.
And we're going to know. Yeah.
Wait, so we're only at 6.5 minutes and I'm almost done with this
Me too.
Pint of beer.
I was sipping. Yeah, these are the tall intro. Boys. That's part of it. Yeah.
Okay.
We should. We'll slow it down. We'll naturally slow down because we're only on. I love that. Also, it says high intensity because it's like an interval trainer. So they're not wrong. But it's one of those things where if you had 1 hour to drink five beers, you could probably do it, and it wouldn't because you'll do it at your own pace.
Yeah.
But if you have to do it, every minute is one sip.
It's like the saltine challenge. You could eat six crackers like at your own pace.
Right.
Something about the intensity that like the foam is up to here already.
Yeah, I know.
I feel genuinely ill.
You are definitely poor. Take sip half of
it. Is that not because it's the line?
Yeah, but I'm at the line too.
See, also, no one is witnessing this. We
could just fake it like for three. I wouldn't allow it, but I'll allow just a splash.
Having listened to other Power Hour episodes, I know you're not going to fake it.
I won't. And well,
you do it live, right?
Usually Thanksgiving Eve is a live one, and I might do another one for other live shows. But every once in a while, I would do one at home, just for kicks. Betsy Sodaro is like constantly requesting that we do Power Hours. She just like texted me.
How can you merge Taco Bell and Power Hour into an episode?
That's what we were literally talking about doing, was doing a full Power Hour, ordering Taco Bell at the beginning of
it. That Venn diagram overlap shouldn't exist, but you're gonna force it to.
Yeah. And we're going to do a 2.5 hour podcast wasted about Taco Bell.
Love it.
And then I guess about Imodium the next day.
So I'm done with that one.
Yeah, how did you finish? See, that's a sign. You finished a 16-ounce beer at minute 9.
That's your last one, too.
Well, now you guys make... Now I'm getting my hackles up. I'm like, well, if you guys are finishing it, I'll fucking finish, too, you know?
So should we go to the Kölsch or stick with IPA?
It's up to you. They're going to both be as like equal in alcohol content. I say we'll rip through this 6 and we'll grab a fresh one. They are hard to get out of these things, right? I had a hard time, and I am a giant.
So we'll just be burping to the mic for the next 42 minutes.
That's the true hardship of the Power Hour is the 60 sips of carbonation.
Yeah.
Dude, you can spill.
That's it?
I'm concerned. We're at minute 9. John is like shaking. His hands are shaking. He's spraying beer all over. And he keeps giving himself like straight doubles. And he knows I'm gonna fucking diarrhea myself.
Wait, was that the 10th one?
That was the 10th
one.
We're
6 of the way through.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Only gets easier.
Right.
Famously.
You guys are my best friends.
You're crying.
That could foreseeably be a true statement. Like, I don't know how much I had
this conversation with Giancarlo before I came over. I was like, I consider Gabriel's like pretty dear friend, and his world is just so much bigger that I'm just probably like an extra in his life.
Well, it's just really funny. Yeah. It's like, I have no idea who else you are friends with, right. But it's like,
that's it.
Yeah,
this is it.
Yep. I could be your fifth closest friend or something.
Third, I think. Like, third.
You're like somehow a groomsman at my wedding. You're like, wait, what?
I would be truly honored to be like, you know, sometimes you're just better friends with someone that like, I've been alive 5 years longer, you know?
It's not mutual, but thank you.
Hey, but yeah, now I feel bad. Imagine you got like, and I like felt so guilty I made you a groomsman like in a way. You were like,
when you renew your vows.
Yeah, like I renew my vows. Like, John is going to do the ceremony. Why? Well, I was his groomsman. I feel like we should. Tiffany's like, I think I met him twice.
Yeah.
Still not clear on who he is.
Yeah. Which one is he? The tall one or
he's
the married
one?
He's
not getting a +1 though. That's for sure.
To his own. I am feeling truly gassy now, and I'm loving it. I'm going to fucking beast mode out of here. So there's a solid chance I spark a fucking joint.
I don't know if I'm
the
control of the variable in this, but I did not eat dinner.
That's what they advise not to do before you drink heavily, is not have dinner.
Right. Well, my logic was like, there's no way I can fit 6 to 8 beers in my stomach before eating dinner.
Right.
That's something you guys, I truly believe I weigh more than both of you guys put together. Are you? Oh fuck! Weep, boop. Are you guys like 150, 160?
No. You're well, low. I would like to be 160, but I'm more. I would say 170-ish.
And what are you like? Because you're tall.
I'm 170.
But, oh, wow. Yeah.
170.
I'm like,
ish,
wow.
That, ish. I mean, yeah, I don't, I'm not.
I've been almost 340 in my life, but not anymore. I'm like close to 300. Yeah, all muscle.
All calves.
I'm 340. It's all calves. It's worth it. I can't fucking, can only wear Sperry tops because my fucking calves blow out any high tops. Holy shit. Hold on. I got a burp on deck that I just need to work through.
That's the thing. Like, you don't get a break. You, the tops, you get 60 seconds. To
right. Yeah. And if you do the shot right when you're supposed to, you have 59 seconds off, yeah, which is like, you usually take a couple of seconds to get it to your mouth, and then you're like, shit, yeah, I ain't gonna do another one. I'm gonna fucking vomit. I'm gonna be in a tank top in now. Oh, hold on, not just yet. So that was the 12th shot. That should be about a beer.
That was 12?
Yeah.
No.
13, yeah.
About a beer, but meanwhile, we're 16-ounce can down.
Meanwhile, you guys have both finished pints.
I think you said this line is a shot, but that is really high. I think that's like a double shot.
Yeah, you might be right. So let's, you can go.
That is definitely not a shot.
We can figure it out by like, if we're at three beers by 30 minutes, great. But that's not going to be the case.
No, no.
That's not going
to
be.
Do people do this along to you? Why, like,
they can.
Historically?
Yeah. Some people do. Some people try to. I should have said something about that at the top. But.
Well, I'm just curious what the appeal is for a listener.
Yeah, this, like, is this fun for me? Yeah.
Oh, let's not get into the... Let's not start hashing that out, because okay, God only knows. Because we start talking about what's the appeal of this podcast, we're into
a... I guess just fast forward to minute 50 where we're all crying and barfing.
I guess just like rest assured it's like it's actually happening. It's yeah, authentic.
If you jumped to minute 50 right now, I'm like, officer, they were friends. They came over to... if you jump right now and it's only been only 25 minutes and the world has completely changed for us here, the listeners are like, what the fuck? Oh,
it's such an impersonal premise, and I love that. Like, you're not going to get to know us at all doing this with us.
No, and not at all.
That's,
I mean,
so in my comfort zone.
Yeah, right. You don't have to share anything about myself except right, I love drink. But you got, what? Why haven't you done a power? Have you, do you guys do any other drinking games?
Yeah, like every, I mean, like
you
I
play
like,
beer pong every once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, beer pong, flip cup. I don't know.
Yeah,
not so much. Beer pong is kind of hard to come by these. I don't know.
I don't play. Yeah. I don't really play a lot of drinking games anymore.
Yeah, no.
But mostly because like I have a questionable relationship with alcohol. So like in my 20s, I was like, fine, I'll sort that out in my 30s. It's fine.
And now you're in
yeah, and now I'm in 30s. Like, maybe can I push this out like the 40s?
Yeah, so you're like, I shouldn't play beer pong anymore.
Yeah, I don't need to like bring games into the equation.
It should just be right before meetings.
Right.
Oh, god damn.
I think we're all doing really great.
I think like the middle 18 minutes are going to be dead silent. We're just going to be like,
out of breath, wheezing.
Yeah, I'm down to a tank top. That's happened so far.
You know when you do a kickstand and you go right side up and foam just comes out? Yeah, that's what's already happening for me. And I'm sitting up.
Yeah.
The first time I met my wife's family, my wife's brothers. She has two younger brothers, similar in age to my younger brothers. When I first started dating Tiff, she didn't drink. I went home with her for her brother's high school graduation or her brother's birthday party or something like that. And I was a big time drinker. Mm. I show up to her fucking, and the brothers are like, I guess her ex-boyfriend before me didn't drink either. So they were just so excited.
Is Tiff born again? I should ask.
Not yet. No, she was like into like, her high school boyfriend was like a straight edge hardcore musician.
Mm.
And like most of us, she comes from a family with some alcoholism issues.
Right.
I don't think she would mind me sharing that because I do as well. And so she just did the I just did the lean into it and said, "All right, fine. Well, I'm also a problem."
Right. We do.
She's
that.
Like, "Yeah." She's like, "No, I don't want to be a problem." I mean, she's now switched and she is a problem. But when I show up to the, they were like, "All right, we're doing Freezy Freakies," and I'm like, or something like that. I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "You hold your head underneath." So you, my brother-in-laws back then were just my buddy, just my girlfriend's brothers. You put your head in the cooler of the ice water for as long as you possibly can, and then when you come up, one of person in the circle has your beer, and you have to shotgun it.
What?
Wait, and
what
you is the freeze advantage? Freeze your fucking head. Like, it makes no sense.
All right, so we used to do a thing like we would do. All right.
I think we need to stagger when we drink, so we don't want to just completely silence.
Oh my god. So we used to do a thing when we first started doing shots as freshmen in high school, which is a weird thing already. Like, we were 14.
Yeah.
But you would, like, shake the person's head after they took the shot just to, like, disorient you.
Right.
Like, you don't need to add anything to it.
You don't need to add anything to a shot to a 14-year-old boy's body.
I know.
A shot is plenty. We used to drink hard liquor straight in junior high.
It's very weird to go to a party high school. Like, there's party colleges. Like, party high school shouldn't exist. But
I went to a huge party high school.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, my first memory of over drinking is we were 14. Me, Jonathan, and one of our friends drank 2 bottles of Jack Daniels before a party.
Yeah. Like, and then we opened the door and hit the floor.
Opened the floor, fell down, and didn't get up the rest of the night.
My parents called poison control because I was a mess. And we got grounded for a month and we were only allowed to see each other. That's how codependent we are. Our parents were like, fine.
Your parents wouldn't take that away from you guys.
Yeah. It's too cruel to isolate them completely for a month.
But it was like...
Well, even if you guys were forced to be apart, you guys can communicate telepathically.
we shine. I'm the Danny, he's Scatman Crowther.
So we partied in junior high because a lot of my friends had older brothers or older sisters who were in high school, and that I went to a party high school where it was like, so we were like ready to fucking, so we started partying in like 7th grade at bar mitzvahs and shit, and then when we got to 9th grade, we went fucking hard, dude. I actually got, this is a crazy quick story, but this is why I think I will forever be okay with drinking. The first time in high school I got super drunk was at the pep rally. Me and some of my buddies got wasted, then went to the pep rally. We're freshmen. I don't even play sports at this point.
Yeah.
So I thought pep rallies were a thing of the 1950s, so I'm ready. I'm like, not with you.
It's like the night before the homecoming game, and it's sort of like, we announced the football team and the whole high school cheers or whatever. Right. But then all the high school kids who are cool enough to know about it, oh boy, come back to the high school after dark and get shit faced on the until the police come, and then you sprint away, and maybe 8 people get to go to one person's divorced mom's house, because children of divorce are the best ones to hang out at their house, because it's like there's only one parent and she has to work, you know, or like she just wants me to be happy. She just wants me to not want to live with dad. So come here.
That's too real, and it also is like. Very true to our experience.
Very true. Yeah, it's like all your, the friends whose parents were divorced were the friends who had like all the parties and shit.
Or like for us, it was a kid who was adopted. So his adopted parents probably just, they're like, oh, well, we wanted to, Tom Klein.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should have said that.
You just learned that someone's adopted. You've been friends with
them. It upsets me. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm not adopted.
But at the pep rally, I was a freshman in high school, and I got a blowjob from a sophomore up against the flagpole in front of in front of everyone at this party.
The flagpole's in the middle of
It's like right behind the end
zone.
And
it's also like backlit.
Yeah, it's like 300 people were at this like party, so, and I'm just getting dome in front of everyone.
So you're
people
like,
are like, Gabris, or like, I won't say the girl's name for her own sanity, but like, oh, that girl, like, what do you do? Who is that guy? It's 1 month into school.
Holy shit.
Were you guys in a relationship?
Nope. We were in a bio class together. I thought that's what high school was going to be like. And I chased that every weekend until truly when I was 25. Like every weekend.
I just stopped chasing that.
And yeah.
It's getting a blowjob on a flagpole.
Or like the
How did this conversation start, actually? We got very derailed.
No, we started talking about because how early we started drinking. Because party high schools.
Yeah.
I've never had a... Okay.
You're like, wait, real quick. What's a blowjob?
I love my girlfriend.
No, but it was one of those things where it's like, oh, cool. Now I associate having 9 natty ices with catching dome from a stranger. And it would almost never line up again until college. Holy shit. You went to Marist for 1 year.
I did.
So we're both named Jonathan, and we both went to Marist.
Holy shit.
Whoa, dude. Although, to be fair, I lived with another Jonathan. I went to Marist, too.
Right, that kind of cheapens it, because I wasn't kidding about you being my groomsman.
No, but for real, we're getting matching tattoos.
Actually, this is a really true story. I want John Carl to get a matching tattoo with me, and he won't do it.
I just don't want a tattoo. If I was going to get a tattoo, I'll be happy. It's not the matching tattoo I object to.
You just object to tattoos in general?
I don't object to them. I just don't want them. I'm a
Jew and I have 3.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's the thing. If you had 2 already.
If I had already, yes. Like, yeah, if I already had 2 tattoos, then yeah.
Like, I got my first tattoo at 35. And
I got my 3 all during
Is that it? The Long Island one?
Long Island on the bicep, yeah.
Do you have any other? Is it just the one in...
I waited a full minute to do that shot, so I have to do two back to back, which sucks.
I did. I'm all caught up, and I'm also out of beer.
What?
Are you guys not?
Drink out of this one for now.
Jesus Christ.
We have to slow down.
Oh. Yeah. We have to go to work from here. We're police. We're LAPD.
I got the night shift at the hospital.
Yeah, I'm a late night. I guess I got hired as a creep. I go in and I just finger these old ladies while they're sleeping.
Oh, I don't think that's a job, sir.
Kill Bill.
I'm almost positive that's what they hired me to do. No, you are a custodian. Oh. Holy shit, this is a problem. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to take some urination breaks. You're already jonesing over there. Huh?
I'm fine. But I'm also out of beer.
Yeah. Well,
John peed two times within 3 minutes before
we
started.
That's very on brand with me, though. That's just like...
Yeah, and you're all about your brand.
I have a toddler's bladder, and just drinking doesn't help.
I have like an infant's bladder, but a toddler's penis. Or whoever's younger. I have a small penis.
You've been great.
You have a penis?
You're doing great.
your penis is great.
You technically
man.
Have a penis. You're doing great.
You're doing better than me. That's what we learned.
Oh, I feel awful. I know we're like, we like to...
Oh, there he is. He didn't say much.
There is a moment where you're like, are the cops here? Is my mom home? Like, truly, when the dog barked, was there a moment that is guttural reaction?
Yeah.
Like,
I think that, shit, are we in trouble? Yes. I don't understand, because I'm hardwired that way too, and we're not, this is legal. Everything we're doing is above.
Yeah, my friend Dick, who is a big time weed smoker like myself, one time we were blazing and like a dude walked past the car and I was like, put it down. He goes, what do you think could possibly happen?
Oh, is it, like was an it old, in California?
Yeah, and he's okay, like, yeah. Oh shit, another
Christ,
one.
We're all out of beer. All
right.
I have to legitimately sprint.
All right, John, go grab the Kolsch out of the bottom of the fridge. I would leave to go get more beer, but then I would leave just Giancarlo and John on the mic, and that seems like...
No.
If you know anything about production, you don't need to do that.
Let's see. Trump.
So, Trump, the guy's got some good ideas. All of a sudden, you're like accidentally in way too deep. Richard like Spencer.
Alex Jones.
No one should punch that dude in the face.
Thank you.
All right, so now we're switching to what's this beer? Fort Point
Very
Beer.
Fancy can.
Kolsch style ale. I love Kolsch's from the Cologne area of Germany.
Okay, so this
every,
is this
every
is
beer
why...
you bought is very aesthetically pleasing, label-wise.
Yeah,
because, you know, I'm a fan. I've, like, come around to canned beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
Because I don't really drink
BPA.
That much beer anymore. I drink mostly liquor.
I am the opposite because I know that I get into trouble when I drink liquor. I fucking love liquor, but I got to stick to beer.
That's how I feel, but I also, like... The sort of the converse of that is that I have to have like 20 beers to get drunk now. So it's like easier to have just like 10 shots of tequila. Yeah.
It's just easier.
Oh, this is actually...
It's such a pain.
This is water compared to what
we just
had.
Yeah, this is oddly smoother to drink.
I'm getting hydrated.
Oh, yeah. We'll actually be doing way better in life after we finish this.
I'm like... So I've already like pissed my pants a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
I feel...
But that's just because once I hit 30...
We are for sure drinking too much because I am drunk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm starting to get, like, hot face. I mean,
just by virtue of drinking six beers in an hour, you will be drunk. That's how drinking works.
This is so, like, we're looking at a framed poster of blackout drunk and with a naked Gabrus.
Have you been, did you guys come to that show when it was in New York?
I went to your last one.
Oh, yes, that's
right.
Yeah.
I think there was a time when Tiff was like, you have to stop doing that.
There was a time when her, my doctors, even the people at UCB.
Power hours are fine.
Well, power hours have an ending, at least.
I guess that's true.
Well, actually, this Kolsch is very smooth to drink.
It's nice.
Yeah. But the first time I went was your last one, and I thought it was the best time to go. You like really went out with a bang?
I went after it. I did that show in the height of getting iced, and I got iced, and I played rugby, so I was friends with like the
Never have I ever been iced.
Have you never been iced?
I have never been iced.
Dude, I was just at my brother-in-law's wedding, the guys who taught me Freezy Freaky, one of them, and he got iced. People were getting ice at the wedding, at his son's first birthday, the Sunday after his wedding. Like, so much ice.
Like, 8 years ago or, like, last week?
This was this month. This was, like this was June.
So, like, the week Smirnoff Ice came out, and it was, like, a big deal. Everyone was like, a vodka made of beer. It's a big deal. Whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't know that it was, like, sugar water yet. Giancarlo had, like, seven of them. My dad picks us up from
this
party.
Also in high school.
This is in high school. Yeah, we're 15.
We didn't.
Keep going. Oh. Keep going. Your dad picks you up.
I don't appreciate this story as being told.
Smirnoff Ice.
For the record.
But like, yeah, it was like literally the week it came out, you had like six or seven of them, and my dad drove us home, and you picked up, we were in a minivan, you yeah. opened the compartment in the back for like, I guess it's just for storage, and you like power puked and filled the entire gallons worth full of like Chinese food and Smirnoff Ice.
It was Chinese food.
And, and just my, closed and then just like.
Your dad was like, what just happened? And I was like, I was so mortified because like I just puked into a canister. I don't know what the hell that thing was. It was
I know what you're talking
about.
You know
what I mean? Like,
thing,
like what is that for?
There's unnecessary storage in minivans.
Yeah. So
it's where you put your Game Boy in the car ride.
To be fair to me, it's better than puking there than on the seat or the carpet. So that was the best. If I was going to puke in the van, that's the best place to have puked.
A lot of people throw this word around, but you truly are a hero.
Thank you. I just wanted to establish
that.
Okay. Mine I ended with like having to like with my hands like just scoop out chicken. Broccoli, Chinese
so
food.
I was a coward.
And Smirnoff Ice.
I was a coward, and his dad asked what happened.
And you said I spilled water.
I said, I think something spilled, I spilled water. And then he dropped me home, and I left, and I didn't say anything. And they obviously found out immediately and had to clean it up.
Smells like puke on
yeah,
the rest of
my
it.
My dad
like...
still loves to tease you about that, but like he was so pissed at the time.
It was...
Of course he was. I mean, of course he was.
That's really funny. My Giancarlo to John, or John to Giancarlo, is my childhood best friend, Sanford. And actually, weirdly enough, two guys known by their last names, Sanford and Gabrus. Where he's my
first. Is Sanford and Son his last name on Sanford and Son?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Wait. Why would it be called Sanford and Son if his son was last? I don't know. Oh, maybe his name is Sanford. Whatever.
Can we just talk about Red Fox for the next half hour?
Yeah. Let's half remember Red Fox facts for the next. There was a famous. This is a most random fucking anecdote ever, and I'll try to remember to get back to Sanford eventually. But apparently, Red Fox.
A heart attack when he died?
No. The one.
Because he actually died of a heart attack. He used to fake that on the show all the time. Everyone thought he was joking. Then he came to his aid for like 10 minutes. Well, Red Fox just expired on the floor. No one even gave him CPR.
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Wild.
Someone fact check this.
Here's another Red Fox story. Someone fact check this. By the way, things are getting loose in the High and Mighty Studios already. I've got two red-faced lunatics sitting across from me.
My shirt is tied around my forehead.
Yeah, I got my tie around my head. I'm the fun uncle. Red Fox went into the writer's room at Sanford and Son, saw that it was all white dudes, and he said, "We need to hire some black guys. Fuck this, you're all fired," and fired all the Jewish comedy writers. Hired all these black dudes.
Did he say fire the Jews?
Yeah, it was something along the lines of like, "Well, who are all these Jewish guys?"
Surely he wasn't the first person to say fire the Jews.
This went from being kind of woke to being extremely racist.
Well, then here's the best part is, after like 2 weeks of having all black writers, he was like, "The show sucks." And he literally went back. He's like, "Get those Jews back in here."
That's like
fucking Jews, right? Save the cat in here.
Please get Blake Snyder beat sheet.
I should J a little hard in that. I should just mention that I'm also one.
Yeah. You're also a Jew.
That last J was a little too hard.
The hard J in Jew is fine. Sanford was my childhood best friend. Same thing as you guys. We went to school across a river from each other in college. So we weren't that. He went to New Paltz. I went to Marist. We were never far apart.
Oh yeah.
He actually lived across the street from me in Carroll Gardens for like 2 years too. But we fucking used to party hard and in like high school. And we went to a New Year's Eve party and got shit faced. And he slept over my house, and I puked in my bed. Right in like perfect thought bubble of puke on the pillow, and he puked on himself sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor, and like a perfect bib, like he just leaned forward and puked on his chest and went back to sleep. My dad came in the middle of the night to like, because my mom was like, "I'm worried about them. They were so shit faced." Mm-hmm. My dad came in and he was like, "Jonathan, clean yourself up." And then he saw Sanford, and Sanford had puke all over his chest, and my dad's like, "Brian, what the fuck happened to you?" And he goes, "John puked on me." And my dad, it would truly, this bit is from Blackout Drunk, but it would truly require me to put a stencil down to then vomit in it to make it as perfect of a pattern as he did. And my dad just turns to me and goes, "You're fucking disgusting." Stop ordering takeout. Stop just eating tacos you find underneath the couch and start cooking for yourself. I don't care how you do it. make yourself some food. It's a real good connection to the food and to yourself, and it's a great skill to have. It'll help you meet a sig uth at some point in your life. And if you don't have any cooking skill, or if you do but you don't have time to think about what you want to shop for, or you've never cooked before but you want to try to start now, or you're an expert chef but you just need some fucking free time once in a while, let me recommend Blue Apron, dude. It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service. You can feel like you're hosting your own cooking show because everything comes individually. Like, oh, here's the ramekin full of sauce that you need. Like, so you can feel like just dump this, this, and this in there, and you feel like you're being like so magical and special. It's like, oh, and because I always wanted, when you watch like a cooking show or in like the morning show when someone's cooking something up, they're like, and we just pour some of this Parmesan cheese in there, and they dump over like a whole stainless steel bowl full of Parmesan, and you're like, fuck, dude, that's so cool. I wish I had that. That's what Blue Apron lets you do. Open full pepper packets, pour the whole bottle of olive oil in. You can do so much fun shit while you're cooking. And then the food is really good. It's very affordable, and it's all local stuff. You know, seafood is sustainably sourced, all that stuff. Great meals coming up. Seared chicken and creamy pasta with summer squash and sweet peppers. Creamy shrimp rolls with quick pickles and sweet potato wedges. Fresh basil fettuccine. Yo, creamy shrimp rolls with quick pickles. I was on the Stern wrap-up show. Me, Hein, and Gary Delabate started talking about quick pickles. Weren't sure what they were, but I can't wait to get that meal in the mail. Chili butter steaks with Parmesan potatoes and spinach? Yes, please. All right, enough me ranting. Get yourself Blue Apron. Promo code is MIGHTY, obviously. That's the podcast you're currently listening to. Get this week's menu and your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/mighty. You will love how good it feels, tastes to create incredibly home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/mighty. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Guys, do you want a 2-month free trial of SiriusXM? Go to SiriusXM.com/headgum for 2 months free, no obligation. Available in pre-owned cars with inactive SXM radio. It includes every premium channel. So we're talking Howard and Comedy Central and all the music channels. I don't know about you, but I still pay for Sirius. I can never give it up. Between my wife's love of Howard Stern and my love of Backspin, Hip Hop Nation, and the new one, Fly, which is like 90s rap and R&B. It's been fucking great to have. I recommend highly checking out. It's 2 months for free. If you just go to SiriusXM.com/headgum, you can cancel, no obligation. And if you don't drive that much, it includes the free streaming online and on the app. So you can get on-demand episodes. You can listen, stream from your app. It's very helpful if you're getting ready in the morning and you want to bump some 50s on 5. So amazing happens here all the time with over 150 channels of commercial free music, plus sports, talk, comedy, entertainment, news, and more. It's time to start exploring. I highly recommend you check it out for at least Hip Hop Nation, Fly, and Backspin, which is like 80s fucking, you know, 80s old school hip hop. It's really, there's so many good channels. First Wave, which is all like new wave. Oh, God. Just get yourself on SiriusXM.com/headgum. SiriusXM.com/headgum. Make your move, guys.
So, like, it's really funny when you're a young drunk or even in college. Embarrassing yourself in front of your own parents is one thing, but embarrassing yourself in front of somebody else's parents.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Like, I passed out on Christmas Day at my, and this was this past Christmas. I passed out sitting up in the living room at my mother-in-law's house.
So we went from college to the recent past.
Yeah. I straight up just sitting straight up in the living room like this, closed my eyes, and 90 minutes went by.
At least you didn't barf on yourself.
And I woke up and I was like, oh, fuck. And I woke and Tiffany was like, where have you been? And someone's like, he's been sitting in the, and I like,
he's it
was
had
like
a full REM cycle.
Yeah. It was like a crowded Christmas party, and I just closed my eyes, sitting straight up for 90 minutes. I drank five. So my mother-in-law,
honestly, I drink more around family. You kind of have to. It doesn't matter if they're your fucking in-laws. You have to.
Oh, God. In-laws. like your own family is like there's you have your own say. I guess it all sucks. My in-laws listen to the podcast, but I love
they're all great, but you have to be shit-faced.
Yeah, you have to be shit-faced. Right? I have to be me.
Just a base level
to be
tolerance.
Around my mom. I need so much THC coursing through my system.
See, this is where we differ significantly.
I'm gonna pee.
I don't need alcohol when I'm around my mom. My mom's
not that at all. The fact that you can cope with like you can. Like, THC is an enhancer for you in awkward situations. When I smoke, I want to be alone and talk to no one.
I get both. I'm a party smoker. I'm capable of, like, getting high at a party and still being my loud, obnoxious self.
Only if it was people, like, I know well, I could do that. Like,
well, what about after a power hour if you smoke? What are you like?
Then it's just, like, I'm just, like, a monster anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter.
All right, perfect. I'm, like, ripping up boxes into the mic. I'm clearly an unprofessional podcast host. Oh, let's top John off because he's going to have to come in for one. Right.
Did I miss it?
No.
Is this...
Wow, you have a trail of piss following you.
No, I mean, I didn't wash my hands.
No, who has time for that?
So we're more than halfway through.
Oh, shit. Thank you, John Carlo, for hosting.
I would love to host High and Mighty for now on. Can I just be like your Andy Richter?
Can we talk about the difference in volume, level, and words per sentence that you guys have achieved in the last 30 minutes?
I'm a little concerned that you're not talking close enough to the mic, just from a technical standpoint here.
Gabriel's right on top of that. I've heard past episodes where he's like,
I'm always listening.
He has no headphones. He's on top of the shit.
I've heard him straight up scream at people for not talking close to the mic. Actually, at the TIFF episode, you were like, you have to say it into the mic.
Yeah, come on.
So I've been fine.
Get your shit together. I do not put headphones on for this podcast because I don't care about the podcast.
I'm projecting.
I care more about talking to you guys.
Right. And you know what? And I'm sure the 50,000 people listening to this really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. It's normally about 40 to 50,000, but I don't know who's going to click on the wise guy pictures.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to bring in an extra 35,000.
Because your huge fan base will tag on.
Right.
Holy shit, dudes.
Yeah. 2,000 followers on Twitter.
No, much less.
Oh, no, much we, less. We, they're all bots.
We bought the bots.
I would
spend this.
We should buy some bots.
We should buy bots.
I don't think any of us have slurred yet. I'm so proud of us.
Oh, yeah. No. You mean say a racial slur?
No.
Because I have. Just not on mic.
You're not going to post this, right? This is all a joke.
Right. Well, I want to say yes for a bit, but I don't want to actually say yes. And then you go, oh, fun, and say something that you would want to say because you're like,
Because you don't want to edit. That's right. It. You don't want to edit anything.
I don't want to do any editing. I want to email it off and just, I'll bleep out if something, if you guys want me to, but I'd prefer, oh my God.
No, guys, it's not so much a bleeping thing, just like myself, everything about it.
No, right? We can bleep out everything you've said.
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect.
We just unhook your mic and just like me, Giancarlo, and John, in a random space of no talking every once in a while.
I don't have any hate or intolerance in my heart. I'm just a fucking idiot, and I'm worried this is tarnishing my entire career. Okay,
don't worry about your career. guys, I'm gonna leave you two alone to talk while
Don't.
Oh my God.
Holy shit!
What is he doing?
Well,
okay, so Gabris just skipped out, and Jonathan and I are left with the reins of this podcast.
I don't like being alone with you, to be honest.
Okay.
None of this is comfortable for me.
Wow.
I'd be like, I can't even think of a single time that I had to talk to you that it wasn't career-based.
Yeah, I would say the most, we've never been on a podcast before, that's clear.
Yeah, and we never will be again.
Right. But I would say the most uncomfortable part of this is we've never even spoken probably 60 minutes.
We don't talk about anything. Yeah. Oh my God. Like, it's another one's coming up.
Yeah. I've never spoken to anyone socially for an hour straight.
Right. This alarm is going to save
us. So I've already worn out my welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, just 1 minute.
That was great. That was perfect timing.
This is the longest you've talked to anyone.
Socially, yes. Even together, I would say. Like, yes, we work together, so we talk for more than an hour straight in those circumstances, but socially...
That's about 11 to 12
words
total.
I sort of, like, I'm uncomfortable with the podcast format because, like, I've never talked to, like, my father for an hour straight. Let alone someone I know, like, I know you guys sort of. I've never talked to either of you for an hour. My therapist cuts me off at 50 minutes. It's a 50-minute block you pay for. So this is, like...
That cunt.
Yeah, but, like, if we weren't drinking, like I don't know what we'd talk about.
Oh, I have no idea.
It would go still very quickly.
I would be like, what other movies have you seen?
It's weird to be simultaneously nervous and very drunk.
I'm not nervous anymore. I'm sick. I'm worried about, like... I'm worried about tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm worried about how this ends.
I truly, while I was pissing, was like, I could probably sit down and take a full dump right now. And I was like, all I could think about was tomorrow morning waking up, having a cup of coffee and being like, what is 60 minutes of sips of session IPA do to your butt? We're going to find out. That was minute 38, guys.
It feels like it.
Oh, yeah. Feels like it.
I'm just glad we're doing it proper. Like, none of us are cheating.
I think we're overextending it. I think we're...
Yeah, I think we're going to be... We're over...
This is like a power hour and a half.
Are we, like, trying to flex our power hour muscles in some weird way?
I believe we are what's called frontin'.
I'm a skinny, nebbish dude, and this is, like,
are we stuntin' or are we frontin'?
All I have is that I'm a problem drinker, so I'm, like, I'm really trying
know.
To, like...
Let me know if you need me to unleash the beast. Are we stuntin' or frontin'? Good question, Giancarlo.
Yeah, I mean...
These are words I've never heard before.
I wish... Respond if you're a listener. If you're still listening,
hey, can we get some callers in here? Are you stunting or are you fronting?
Hashtag stunting or fronting.
That's such a tri-state area, like radio DJ.
Hashtags, was Jay-Z stunting or fronting this weekend at the VMAs? Call it in. It's me, your boy, Torre, on the tour guide. I listen to a lot of Hip Hop Nation on. Oh, is it time? Oh, shit.
I'm sorry to be a stickler. Hear.
Yeah, no, please. Don't let me go more than 6 seconds without having a shot.
You're like the annoying kid who asked the teacher for homework, but with beer.
You didn't check our homework yet on Monday.
The entire premise is not on me. That was all you guys, and I just said yes. I pretended that I had other shit going on at first when you asked me to do the power hour. I was like, I've been sick recently. I don't know if I'm going to do it. And
Well, you're to be ex- but to you be said fair, your yes exact quote, the same your text. Exact quote was perfect. It was like... The email was yesterday, and you said, today was my last day on antibiotics, so I'm ready to drink tomorrow. And you're like you wrote, today's my last day on antibiotics, so tomorrow I'm in. That sentence usually leads to, like, so I'm not sure. But you were like,
which so I'm a hard yes.
So I'm 1,000% in.
It's so sad how, like, I just wanted it to be a firm yes, but I dressed it up that way.
You gotta dress it up. You gotta, like, well, you guys, you were also, the joke in the email was,
I wanted it to be an
we
all,
are
in all caps
wildly
yes.
Available on Tuesday or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's the subtext.
Oh, this is perfect.
Hey, to move some shit around, but we made this work.
One time, me and Sanford entered in a beer pong tournament with some kids from our high school. We were already in college at the time. It was like a summer. And the rules, they laid out the rules.
I'm bored with the premise.
Yeah. They laid out the rules. Yeah, I just wanted to be like, we were 19, not 17. When they, oh shit.
Still illegal to be sure.
You were 19.
Yeah, you were 19 and you joined a fucking beer pong tournament?
Yeah.
How was like, who's like, how was that okay?
Someone threw it at like their out of their garage while their mom was out of town.
Okay. And they threw like a picture like sponsorship. Yeah. And, all right.
It was a group of people like all pitching in money, and they laid down the rules that, you know, like traditionally with beer pong, Jesus if you Christ. Lose, you have to, I know it's time.
Fucking hell. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm now starting to get concerned about getting you guys out of here.
Right. I live here now.
Guys, whenever you're ready, I'd love to just beat off and eat dinner.
My burps are getting very questionable. Yeah. Like, at first they were just like hollow, and now it's like, oh, there's some foam in there.
They're legit
frothy. And then like, the last one was like, oh, that had some solid in it. Where does this end?
The beer pong rules were stated that we played, if you won, if you lost, you had to drink the cups.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a traditional thing, but people, standard. A lot of people pass on that because they're like, just re-rack and let's go. Uh-huh. But we were saying, for the sake of the tournament, it adds like a layer to, like, you have to be able to hold your own because later on it gets... So right. Me and Sanford, we thought it would be a genius tactic to fill all our solo cups. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're... Fucking okay, gross. Just holy for shit. All the listeners at home, Gabrus is vomiting all over his
It's fine.
Top.
It's just a wet burp.
No. There's chunks in there. There's blood, in fact.
Yeah. Your it's TV. Just a wet blood burp.
Yeah,
guys.
That's tuberculosis.
Yeah, just coughed into a napkin like Val Kilmer in Tombstone. I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, shit. Do we have more of these? Or what happened?
No, that's. I think we're through that six. There's another six Christ. In the fridge.
I'm speaking in tongue strong.
You can
right
use
now.
Mine. Oh, my God. You done with
this,
that?
We're all saving this, right?
Well, this one's mine.
Yeah, well, we have
that's yours?
Guys are ahead yeah. of me, yeah.
Yeah, top off.
Jesus Christ.
Slow down a
top
bit.
Top yourselves. Yes.
Jesus, dude. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, what are you, nuts? What are you, fucking drinking, bro? All
right, I have one meager request. Maybe you guys pour for me now.
Wait. All right, but finish this beer pong story, please.
Oh, all right, 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 right. So we fill our cups to the top, and we're like, we can drink hard, we'll get everybody else wasted, and we'll win the later rounds. And then we won our first three games by one cup, which meant we each drank, between the two of us, we drank 27 pints of beer.
Oh my God.
In the first three rounds of beer pong, and we're, oh, fuck, dude. John, you all right?
Oh, no, all right, it's fine.
That was a burp that could have gone either way.
That you looked like you were either having a very weird thought or were choking back a solid burp.
It was all of the above.
Guys, we're really doing it. But yeah, so Sanford and I got absolutely shit-faced that night. And then we...
That's a dainty pour. I should have been doing that all night.
We left the party. We were like, yeah, we should go home. We were so hammered. And then when we walked out of the party, we went around to the back of the house, jumped the fence, and stole like all the liquor. There was like a liquor bar there, and these were our friends, and we secretly stole all the liquor and ran away with it, brought it back to my mom's house. We were like, went to Dunkin' Donuts, got a bunch of donuts, and like drank fucking Captain Morgan straight in my mom's basement and ate like
Boston. after the beer pong tournament.
Oh, after the beer pong. After the beer pong tournament, we just killed in the lily. We lost so bad.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. We're close though. We only have like 15 more minutes.
That's good.
You can barf any second.
Yeah, I might.
Would I'm you like, say this is the worst podcast you ever recorded, or like?
Oh no, there's way worse.
Okay, that's great. As long as we're not the worst.
But it's not really a compliment to you guys as much as a dig to the other people.
Okay, no, I'll take it. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm ready to put a basement in my life just so I don't hit rock bottom.
Let me ask you a question. As a lifeguard, did you ever pull anyone out of the water?
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
Wait, first of all, you were a lifeguard, and how did you know he was a lifeguard?
Fuck you, you don't know Gabrus at all.
Is this on your Wikipedia?
He is one of my closest friends.
I mean, this is my fucking...
I forgot he's your future groomsman.
I mean, no, he's been upgraded to best man.
Oh, no!
Wait, you're not marrying Giancarlo?
That was actually a great joke he had in my best man speech, if I say so.
I don't remember.
I already did. I don't want to bastardize it, but
fuck it up. Who cares?
I labored over it for 8 months.
He was like, it was no surprise when everyone when I heard that Giancarlo.
So it is bastardized.
Right,
so
it's already happening. Bastardized. Yeah, you should tell it because you.
I don't remember.
Wrote
I don't
it.
Know.
All right. Well, one of
I don't
you
remember your wedding because I got blackout to give the speech.
Because you had to talk at it, you got way too.
I had
drunk.
To speak publicly.
Oh God, the blessed it, the double-edged sword. All right, guys, hold on. Hold on, I'm gonna go grab more beer. You guys can do this.
Oh my God! You should have us fetch. Like, first of all, you're the host. Well, just think, out of politeness, we should go
that
fetch
he's
the beer.
Probably gonna edit this out, and I want to take this opportunity to tell you that I don't like you personally.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Oh God! Did you hear that?
Stop! This is terrible. Don't burp into the.
I didn't mean to.
At least, like, hold it.
I feel so sick. Oh my God! He's missing it too.
He has 30-pound weights in here. Gabrus, are you just lifting when you're on the computer occasionally?
Yeah. Do you see the dumbbells?
Yeah.
Do you see the dumbbells next
Gabrus,
to the...
I don't mean to be a sick,
In your mind, is that considered exercise if you sit in this chair all day and, like just play video games, smoke weed, and then
you
do a couple
format,
lifts on
the
dumbbell?
This isn't a roast. This is a power. This is not a fucking roast.
Oh,
you
I'm just
fucking...
Trying to, I'm just trying to...
You bring it, you fucking Ginzo asshole.
Fucking Jeff Ross, you asshole.
My neighbors have called the police. Let's go. Jesus. By the way, we only have 3 cold beers left. We've drank a 6-pack of Tall Boys and 2 other 6-packs.
Thank you. We each had one before the power. We had to quote, I believe, one of you two.
That's the level of drunkenness. There's only 2 people to choose from.
It was John.
To quote one of the Jonathans. Do most of your fans know that you're Jonathan?
I think
I just added you as a Jonathan.
No one can know I had that fucking queer name.
Jonathan Gabrus is very different than John Gabrus.
Oh yeah, you're 100% right. Jonathan.
Anyway, we each had a beer before it started. As a primer coat.
Yeah, we just had to.
I thought you were going to tell another story aside from that. That was just like an anecdote.
Wait, what was the joke from the fucking best man speech? Did you guys get to while I was gone? Sure. No.
All right.
Something to the effect of like, I can't believe I'm at Giancarlo's wedding and I'm not his husband.
True story. I had 10 beers before I gave the speech. 10 light beers. They're all like,
oh, okay. So
it was like Heineken light.
Wait. My wedding was at 11 a.m.
day wedding.
You know, do you ever like drink enough alcohol where the next day your heart is doing things where you're just like, yeah, this is it. This is like, yeah. Fine, I'm at peace with it. I partied too hard.
Yeah, where you wake up and you're like, I'm not hungover, but I feel like I did coke.
Well, you wake
my
up
heartbeat
to the sound
is doing
of your own
a
heartbeat.
Jazz beat.
Yeah, your heartbeat's doing a jazz beat. Really experimental. A paradiddle of sorts.
A paradiddle.
A paradiddle, 20 to 30 beats a minute, which is way under. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, so now we're drinking the Coastwise Session IPA from
we're back
Coronado
where we started,
Brewing
yeah.
Company, a little San Diego. A little
it's a gorgeous can.
A little yeah, Irish. We're making this whole podcast a little Irish.
I don't know if the Irish drink Coronados.
Right.
I'm just not sure.
What is that phrase? How do you make things Irish?
I think it's Jameson pouring, or Guinness.
It's just, yeah, it's one of the two. That's it.
It's just all alcohol across the board is Irish.
Right. So you're not clear on
okay.
What that means.
What was the joke from the wedding,
it's,
you fucking
I
lunatic?
It's way too built
oh, it was
up now.
Nothing. It was just my opener.
No, it was like, he's like, it wasn't a surprise to find out that Giancarlo and Kelly got engaged. It was just a no, I already butchered
no,
it.
No, you're almost
I
you were halfway there.
I wasn't surprised to find out Giancarlo got
engaged.
I was only surprised that
it wasn't
to
me.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it. And you weren't even there.
And it just makes sense.
Why didn't you invite Gabriel?
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Why didn't you invite Gabriel?
Hey, I thought I was one of your closest friends. What a weird argument to get in. I thought you said I was one of your closest. I mean, I don't really
it's
care
weird
for
that
you.
He didn't get the invite to yours, but he'll be my best man.
I will marry you to whoever, because I am a Universal Life Church minister.
You could probably get that on the internet and like 48 hours.
That's 100% how I did it. It's only 30.
Did you really do it?
Yeah. I've married two people and I'm about to marry.
No, really?
I married my brother to his wife and Tiff's brother to his wife.
Just dicking around the internet.
I like that wedding I was referring to where we drank all that vodka that I was just referring to. I was the minister at that wedding.
So you were the voice originally.
Should you clue them in what that was?
You know what? Maybe I shouldn't.
Just it was a lot of vodka was drank at
a lot of vodka was drank at my brother-in-law's
dranked.
Wedding. Drank where to the point brothers. Where the catering went out for like a re-up halfway through, and they said we've never sold this much alcohol. Shout out to my my brother-in-law.
Are both your brothers married? Your little brothers?
No, just one, and he has a kid.
Really?
Which is crazy.
No
my,
way.
Yeah, my younger brother has a child who looks just like me.
And he's a baby still.
Yeah, he's good. One, but he looks like he's a big, fat little brunette. My
does
brother,
it make you want to have a kid yourself? When
I do, yeah. My brother is like ripped.
It's weird to call
blonde.
A male baby a brunette. At that point, it's just like, yeah, he's got brown hair.
Right, I guess that's what you should say. I call myself a brunette, which is kind of weird.
I've called myself a saucy brunette as like a bit, but never just to be like.
I've called myself a saucy brunette for like a dating profile, but that's about it. Only when I pretend to be a 60-year-old woman who's trying to bring home some dick. Oh, I like how uncomfortable Arthur looks right there.
He's not sure about me. I like you, though.
Aw, he's down.
That's a good chair for him, I think.
Yeah, it's a perfect.
He's a sweet dog.
That's the Stanger chair. Ryan Stanger sits in there. Arnie's 8 now. He's
eight
an old man. That's 1,000 in dog years. Let's put a gun to his head. He's a Boston Terrier, which is very similar to a Frenchie, but just skinnier.
I'm just saying words. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
This is like the second time I've pet a dog.
This is the second time I've pet a dog. The first one was for my occupational therapist just to prove I could show love.
Oh my God. My girlfriend had that actually. Where her therapist was like, you should probably get a dog just as like exposure therapy for your OCD. And she got a dog. She fucking loves it. Yeah. The dog's her whole world now. And I love the dog too. It's a sweet dog.
No, for Tiff, like we got him. He's officially her emotional support animal so that...
My cat is too.
So we can fly on the cheek.
Because of the 20-pound weight limit?
Yeah. But in reality, it turns out that I don't feel bad about it because my wife truly needs... My wife actually is like stressed half the time when he's not around.
Yeah.
And when he's around, she's at least dealing... Oh, is he comfortable? It's not at all her complaining, which is like a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like halfway through our last flight, I went, oh my God, he actually supports your emotions. Oh God, that never feels good. We're close though. We're nearing the end of 60 minutes here. Your cat's your emotional support animal?
Technically, my psychiatrist said so because I had to fly him from...
I mean, isn't that the point of pets to be emotional? Like whether it's not diagnosed, it's like...
Of course.
Why are you scooping up their shit constantly?
You
otherwise,
right. You need
of
to have.
Of course, what you're saying is absolutely accurate.
But it's only you can only get your pet on a flight with you if it's truly.
I see. Even if it's under 20 pounds.
My cat was not under 20 pounds.
Oh,
wait, you have a
Jonathan
your cat
has
is more than
my cat's 22 pounds.
Jesus Christ, Arthur's like 24 and he's a solid little dog.
My cat is the same weight.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's the biggest. It's the only context in which I'm able to say coon. I don't relish it, but I have a Maine coon.
You have a man coon. Maine coon? How do they say Maine coon? I call them a man coon.
That sounds so much worse.
Yeah, that's
very American coon cat.
Oh my! All right. So wait. All right.
No, back off. Back up.
Jesus
minute.
Fucking Christ! Yeah. No. I have
a man coon is the worst Marvel hero.
Everything is like a real holdover from like the '50s. A Maine coon is like
he
a
got
cat
bit
that's
by a
almost
once.
Like a fucking yes. Jungle cat.
What you're saying is so accurate.
What's your cat's name?
Not a jungle cat.
What's your cat's name?
Mickey.
Mickey, yeah. The Maine coon.
Yeah,
he's giant. He's like Garfield. He's very fat and orange.
I'll show you a picture.
Please do.
But he's like a textbook like cat.
He's a textbook cat. You know, two ears, big old pussy.
All digits.
Mad toes.
I mean, like, oh my god! None of those things apply to
a
cat.
Good-looking cat, right?
That doesn't look enormous at that angle.
All right, well.
No,
he's
I'm not
saying he's enormous, but when you pick, he's
22 pounds is heavy.
Yeah,
that looks like Nick Offerman.
Like to a T.
Yeah, it's like looks like Nick Offerman.
Well, your cat has a mustache for sure.
Oh shit! Another minute, guys. We have like five or six.
I think we should do another one. This should be a double power.
No, I was gonna say we should probably do a take two because I wasn't feeling comfortable.
We should do a second take.
Should we up it to Century Club, which is 100 minutes? By the time we get to minute 100, the beer should be cold. Betsy said she did.
I've never been in Century Club.
That's insane.
I feel like that might be.
I feel like I'm not wanted there.
Yeah, I don't think I want to
be there. I don't
want
to be there.
100 shots of beer? Jeez, that's so many.
What does that equate to?
That's like 9. If you do 1 ounce pours, that's like 9 or so.
But we haven't. I think we've been doing like 5 ounce pours.
Yeah,
like
these
pours have not been right.
No, we've been incorrect from the get-go. Surprising no one. I'm going to have to go grab one room temp beer in a minute.
Do it.
Why are they room temp if we've drank all the rest?
Because I had one extra six pack that I didn't buy cold because it was one.
Oh, and it hasn't cooled up.
It was one brand I wanted to try. And I was like, oh, I can't
even discern temperature at this point.
It's fine.
Yeah, but I did think when I went to go, Jesus Christ, when I went to go fill up this, grab this last six pack, I did think to.
To my credit, this is only the second time.
I have a pitch. We should redo the whole intro leading up to this now. Yeah. After we've done the Power Hour,
right? Let's do that.
I think it'll be a lot more.
Let's end on instead of an outro. Let's do another intro.
Let's Tarantino this bitch.
We should bookend with outros.
For those of you
fuck outros, two intros.
We should. John seems to think he's shouting from the men's room that we should bookend it with two outros, which I guess means re-record the beginning to be an outro, to do plugs in the beginning and the end, I guess. What Giancarlo is getting at, which I think is a funny idea, is we should try to do your intro again now that both of you guys are wasted and screaming. This is the most... This is the most we've talked besides an IAC rap party and as long as we've known each other.
You're my best fucking friend.
Yeah, I love you guys. I love you guys.
And I hate
everyone.
See you
guys at Mickey's wedding. I'm marrying Mickey. Holy shit, guys. 4 minutes left.
Oh no. I don't have a lot of advice I could impart on anyone, but I would say don't do a power hour in your 30s. Maybe just call it a day at 23.
Yeah, don't do this to yourself.
Oof. You know, this is our first, I mean, obviously, this is our first podcast ever, so this is not exactly the best way to jump into the
fight. I think the phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
Oh, my God, we're ready.
Holy
we're
shit,
ready.
That's really funny. Yeah. If you were like, someone's like, hey, you guys should do podcasts. Like, yeah, we've done them. We really like happy hours.
I got a whole reel. I was on this one, yeah, you know, HeadGum, it's a big network.
Just not knowing that podcasts aren't happy hours is power hours is a really funny angle of like, no, I don't think I could drink tonight. It's like, no, WTF just wants to talk to you guys about your directing.
Oh, wait, so we're not going to drink 9 beers?
Holy shit, I just almost threw up in my mouth.
Mark Maron isn't on board to drink 9 beers before he talks to us.
Can you imagine when Maron interviewed Obama, it was a power hour.
Final. One-sided.
Gabrus left again. I'm so sorry. I just want to apologize to everyone. I'm so sorry. Can you please get off of your phone? You're on the phone. He's in the bathroom. This is so. Gabrus, I've read Reddit comments that say are extremely unprofessional, and they like the lackadaisical approach to your podcast. But sometimes you take it too far.
That's so much.
And that's happening right now.
That's multifaceted. They like the lackadaisical approach.
They like it, but sometimes he takes it too far. Right now, he's in the bathroom. You're on your phone.
I'm throwing up.
I'm trying to hold this thing, the goddamn fort down.
I'm literally throwing up in my lap. I'm barfing
Jesus.
In my lap.
Jesus. At least pause.
I can't even hear you guys when we talk at a bar together.
Podcast.
This is the first time I can hear you from a room over.
Oh, sorry. He was just getting a beer. He wasn't peeing.
Podcasts are not a visual medium, but I'm barfing in my lap at this point.
John has been like cross-eyed with like visible barf.
He's wearing a Red Lobster bib.
Lib dib.
God damn it. Now
he's
you
got
know
a Red Lobster bib tard.
Now that I'm... All right, we have to cut this thing off.
Let's cut it off at minute 58. We have like three more shots.
No. I can't do it to the end.
We have like three shots left to do. I grabbed a room temp beer for the last couple.
Oh, great.
A Stone Ripper.
A King's Cup of sorts.
Oh, God.
No, it's not. No, it's untouched.
Well,
it's
like, yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It doesn't have all our backwash in it. It's fine. Oh, this is a fat ass pour.
Yeah, dog. Oh, yeah.
All right, so healthcare. The bill died today.
So thank God some real... You got, here's what
I would
I
love
want
to
talk
shoehorn
about.
Politics into this podcast.
Hey, dude. Let,
it was a real leap of faith on your part to have us on. Like, we're both mentally ill.
I wouldn't... okay.
But to be fair, that just puts you in the right company. Holy shit, we're on to...
But we're also not performers. It's like...
Right. Oh, yeah. No. It was a true nightmare on my part. Like, I can't believe
no,
it.
No, like, your back like, is clearly against the wall right now. Like, you have to release something, what, on Thursday? And
yeah,
you have,
oh, yeah.
You have no one
like,
and nothing.
Like, Ben was clearly busy.
Yeah, Rogers was unavailable. So I was like, all right, you two psychopaths.
Can I
come over to my house?
You seriously considered having Arthur as your guest, and instead you just
even,
chose two autistic kids from Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I was like... Okay, I can do another episode by myself.
Yeah, have you done it by yourself?
Or I could drink nine IPAs.
I was going to say, some of your guests probably have like a type 5. Like, I have a type 5 just to present myself to the world as not having autism. Like, that's like my base level is just like, how do I like, I've got like...
You have that anecdotes. You have that TED talk that just explains that like, yeah. I'm shy and weird, not like, but, oh, fuck.
No, it's the opposite. He wants people to think he has autism.
No, I think maybe I have it. I think I'm on the spectrum.
Not autism. Asperger's.
Guys, I think... Like, I think I'm not comfortable diagnosing.
This is fucking awful.
This is room temperature
awful.
Disgusting.
This is terrible.
No,
yeah,
come
yeah.
on. Well, we have one more left.
What is
to
this
do.
Swill?
I guess one more, but it's really bad.
It's bad. This beer just Jesus. Went in the cool.
I just had this. I went to the Stone Brewery last weekend.
Where? You didn't invite me?
No, but I went with Kelly because we were in Pasadena already, and
really?
it was
you
wonderful.
You went to the...
I had the Stone Ripper, and it was great.
I didn't get it.
I guess
Stone Ripper is currently...
It's disgusting when it's room temperature.
It's warm. It's
like,
legit
yeah.
warm.
It's like warm coffee.
I put it in the fridge when I grabbed those last three, thinking we would be
the
fine.
The freezer. You got to do the freezer for a quick cool down.
Oh, are you saying freezers are colder
so
than
colder
fridges?
Colder temperature will cool it faster.
God, where would I be without fucking Mr. Wizard over here?
Holy shit.
I can't stress enough. I'd love to be your Andy Richter.
Father of dragons. Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, we're done.
Here we go. Now, minute 60.
Just so you know, we did 61 because we did zero and the 60th one. So we've actually,
we actually did 72 because we drank a beer before.
That's right. That we did drink a beer.
I don't know how math works, but we fucking, we're
well,
in the
we
70s.
We crushed it.
We
bro.
Crushed
Deep
it. This
70s.
Is honestly the best podcast episode.
This is the best day of my life.
It's my favorite episode of High and Mighty. All right, let's do an intro. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios is nearly silent co-host Arthur Gabrus.
Heyo!
And also my almost nearly silent guests, Giancarlo Fiorentini and Jonathan Grimm, a.k.a. Giancarlo and John, a.k.a. Wise Guy Pictures.
So now we're just whooping like Arsenio. Okay.
Keep your energy up,
hey,
motherfucker.
Hey, oh, yeah.
The fuck boy. Number one, fuck boy. Fuck boy. Give me that cook. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, now I'm drunk.
What a thing to behold.
Yeah, I have to say, I've heard you do that on a lot of your podcasts, and seeing in person is worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's as terrifying and upsetting as you would imagine. Dudes, thank you so much for doing the podcast. I know, guys. I say thank you to all my guests when they come on because I'm very
happy. Don't mean
welcome.
It. I'm already
welcome.
I'm very happy that they came on to do it. But truly, I know that this is, like, my comedy friends want nothing more than to talk on microphones. You guys explicitly said you didn't want to be on my podcast.
You're the only person I would do this for.
Yeah, and we got fucking shit. You know who's going to love to listen to this? Jake and Amir are going to be...
And no one else.
But literally just them.
Right, and you know what? I don't give a fuck. Who's this podcast for? Shitheads, listeners, I'm happy that you guys listen to the podcast. I love having... But I'm doing this podcast solely for myself to talk to strangers for an hour or talk to near autistic stranger friends of mine for while we drink 60 shots of beer.
Out. I'm so sorry to all you shitheads out there.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to anyone who's actually on the spectrum who's like, who are these assholes? But trust me, they're
weird. I love my differently abled friends, but I think I am. I'm one of you.
Yeah, I think you are one of them. Guys, where can people check you guys out online?
All right, shitheads, listen up. You can find us tweeting over at
so aggressive, dude.
This is truly the most confident I've seen you as long as I've known you.
I got a sick Obama impersonation. I'm going to do it in a second.
Why are you shimmying? Why are you fucking shimmying?
Chill with the shimmies, bro.
Tweet at, it's at Wise Guy Pictures.
Yes.
At Wise Guy Pictures is
our
moniker.
Tweet at us. Tweet at Wise Guy Pictures and John Gabrus your Power Hour memories or your drinking game memories.
Most of our videos have John in them. That's true.
Yes, and search these guys. Some of my favorite videos you guys did, Brutus Loves You, with features me, 36 Questions, which is me and Hannah Pearl Earth.
Facebook Ruins Job Interview.
Facebook Ruins Job Interview, which is an old me and Durkus joint.
Most of what we do is like...
You guys had a couple of really good Middle Ditch videos, too.
One right before
I got scooped up. Most of what we do with you is just like... Me, it's like you and someone else in a white room.
It's like Gabrus because we had no money. Stranger doing and Gabrus riffing on the most offensive.
Yeah. Just put Gabrus in a room with someone who's normal and then see what happens.
That's pretty much my entire idea behind sex, love, comedy, my career. At Wise Guy Pictures, you guys have a Vimeo page? Wise Guy Pictures is Vimeo page?
Probably. I don't know.
Just search it.
This is more than enough.
We'll search. When I tweet this out, I'll tweet out some links to the shit. But this is coming out.
We have a GoFundMe. If you could please contribute to our GoFundMe.
That's just for rent, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I guess let's start drinking some water.
I'll have like one more beer and then water.
Yeah. Good call.
Right. We actually didn't have more beer first.
I just realized we didn't have dinner.
Yeah. You started the. All right. This needs to end.
As always, I'm at John Gabrus on Twitter. No H in John or Gabrus. Gabrus.com/shirts. And still in theaters, The Little Hours. It's actually now in over 200 theater or 200 cities or something. This is the third weekend it's been out. Check it out. It's Aubrey Plaza, Alison Brie, Dave Franco, Kate Micucci. Every one of your comedy crushes, including John Gabrus, is in that film. And other than that, if you're in Montreal, come check me out. Just for Laughs, July 27th or 26th. Wish I knew the answer to that, but one of those two. It's like a Wednesday or a Thursday at 9:30. High and Mighty, Black Man Can't Jump, Twinnovation. I refuse to re-record this.
Are you cross-promoting Twinnovation?
Yeah, all the High and Mighty, because there's like three HeadGum podcasts performing the same night as me. Twinnovation featuring Jake Hurwitz. Come check it out. Hi, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum podcast.